Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm talking with David Lewis, the founder of Operations Inc. HR Consulting, who's done a fascinating survey of several hundred business owners around the country on how business operations are going in this period. David, what are some of the most striking findings to you in this survey of how business is proceeding?
Sure, Joe. So we've been running webinars over the course of the past month, and during the webinars, we've been asking our participants about the impact that COVID-19 is having on their workplace. And first question we asked them was the biggest challenges that they're facing with having everybody work from home. And essentially, it's really come down to the distraction value. Daily interruptions and lack of focus are 56% of our participants said was a major issue, followed by internet speed. We're taxing all of these home internet setups, and that's causing a great deal of impact as it relates to productivity. We then asked what the biggest challenges were at this stage, and part of it is certainly cash flow, which hopefully the PPP will take care of. But another is confusion around all of these new stimulus programs and laws, just trying to understand how exactly that impacts their business and how they can take advantage of it.
David, on these two, I noticed the third largest concern, challenge for most people was ergonomics, having a comfortable chair and desk to work at, right? That's a big one.
It is a big one. It's a major concern that will show up, we think, in the next 3 to 6 months, not hopefully because we're all still working at home at that point, but because the impact that the lack of correct ergonomics in a home office setting, especially one rapidly assembled like most of us have had to do, is going to have on things like carpal tunnel, neck and back injury, because many of us are not sitting at what is considered to be an ergonomically correct desk. We're sitting at chairs that don't have arms. We're sitting at tables that are not desk height. And so that is a big concern, and is starting to demonstrate itself in people who aren't also getting up enough from their desk. And subsequently, this is a mixture of factors that is going to cause a lot of workers' compensation-related issues in a home office.
And the other one that caught my attention, I wonder if you have any insight on this. The biggest concern of the business owners, they say, is their employees' lack of focus and interruptions. And this struck me as going a little bit scant from what we have been hearing from big companies anyway about, wow, how great everything is working and people are productive and this is really better than we thought. Do you believe that is maybe an overstatement? What do you think?
I think productivity is suffering a lot. I think that what you're hearing initially is that for companies that weren't convinced that remote work was something that they could make work for their organization, they're pleasantly surprised at how not awful this is. But at the same time, we've been talking with a lot of companies who have finally come around to looking at their day in a 12-hour window to get 8 hours worth of work done. When you take that approach and that strategy, it takes the pressure off of the individual who's sharing their home office with kids, with a significant other, with other roommates. where the distractions are abound, and getting everything efficiently done as you would in an office during 8 hours, you need 12 hours to get it done in this home office setting.
So we're working more to be as productive.
You're working more to be as productive, and you have to just look at this strategically and try to give your employees a break from having to try to get everything done within the typical window of time where an office would dictate a better, more conducively productive environment.
The other part of the survey that caught my eye, if working remotely, where is your home office located? David, the main answer is?
In the dining room, followed by, you know, in some cases, the kitchen or the bedroom. And we're seeing this to a great extent in a lot of the Zoom videos. People are taking, you know, are taking to Zoom and taking to Skype, and you are seeing where they're sitting. The point is that most of us don't have a dedicated room in our homes to call a home office, so we're borrowing that space from somewhere else.
And you know, a Fairfield County realtor told me that she's now getting inquiries about houses with dual home offices.
Not surprising. I think that's the wave of the future.
And lastly, how about the quality of work that's being done, not volume? Do you have any sense if more creative work is being done than in the past?
I think it's going to show that in a year from now, when we take a look back at this period, there are going to be certain types of roles that will have really flourished as a result of people having concentrated time in mostly an empty home office to be able to focus and do their work. Those are the people who always struggled in a cubicle environment where all of those distractions around them forced them to do all sorts of tricks to keep them focused. In an empty house, if they have that benefit, more productive. However, in places where open floor plans were conducive to productivity, that's where they're really going to struggle and where you're going to see organizations taking 9 months to get work done that used to take six.
And just repeat for me, if you would, I don't know if anyone else needs this. Tell me the first and the second scenarios that you just said. Some are benefiting, some are not. Which was which?
I think for those individuals who typically work on their own and can be productive on their own, if they're home alone now, we're going to see 6 months from now that their productivity levels were equal or greater, in fact, than what they experienced in an office, because many of those people are sitting in open cubicle areas or areas that are distraction fests as it relates to the workplace. But at home, they don't have those distractions. But in situations where you're part of a group where collaboration is key, collaboration does not work as well when you're not sitting together. And so I'm concerned that you're going to see companies show you that it took them 9 months to get some things done during this period of time of us being remote, when in fact it would have taken them six if they were all together within a typical office setting.
That is David Lewis, founder of Operations Inc., HR Consulting. I've known David for a long time, and I can tell you that for a long time, events would unfold that showed he had his finger on the pulse quite accurately. Thanks, David.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.